Please see our show notes for content warnings related to this episode.
This is Consortium Channel 5, Moonbase Reports and Broadcasts. Transmitted directly from the Rio Sao Paulo Enclave. Rio Sao Paulo, stronger than ever.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Every day in the nice little Canadian town of Beaver Mount, Ontario, is pretty much the same. Folks are polite, there's a hockey game that evening, and someone gets brutally murdered. Sorry About the Murder, a very Canadian murder mystery podcast. New episodes weekly. Listen to season one now by typing Sorry About the Murder into your favorite podcast app.
Ah, ben look!
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Okay, have you got the other end?
I'm ready.
On three. One, two, three. Watch out there. Shore it up now. We've got to get under.
I think that's good.
Yeah. Take a minute, then we're going in.
I think that's as safe as it's going to get.
Well, can't I do something? I should be doing something.
Just keep handling things out here. Help Pacey get people, you know.
Yeah.
Tumnus, is she still with us down there?
Dr. Day is unconscious, but breathing and heartbeat are steady. I can't see more until...
That's enough. I guess I'm heading in there.
All right, here we go. Spot me.
I'm here.
I still don't get what she was doing. I mean, why would she do that?
She must have been working for the...
I mean, sure, the consortium, but... Why? How? She's stuck here, too. It doesn't make sense.
I hope we'll get to ask her.
And how'd she hide it all from you? I mean, you're everywhere.
Damn it. Keep it steady.
I have similar questions.
I'm not saying... Tumnus, nobody's blaming you.
Maybe not, but I have been...
Where are we at now?
Wilder's just gone in.
I've got Edwin stabilized, and Amal is okay. Michelle is helping patch her up. I'm glad there was one other person awake with some training.
Is anyone else?
A couple of ruptured eardrums. I don't think any of us are going to hear so well for a while. I'm going to drag everyone in for an exam in the next couple days. A lot of dust in the air.
Wilder said she'd be sealing off the room when they're done.
That'll help. Everyone who's not in the infirmary is huddled together in the lab right now.
That's fair.
You ought to go talk to them.
And say what?
I don't think it matters. They just need to know things are being held together.
Sure, Roger. Go lie to the crew. But this is why I didn't want to be in charge.
I got her now. Pull on my feet, but gentle lag.
Can't you just...
Zom. Pull on my feet, or I swear, when I get out of here...
I've got it!
Take it easy, kid. Bring her out this way.
God damn it! Every scrape I get, you're gonna get two when I'm free.
Keep going. She's not going to do that. You're not going to do that, Wilder.
You won't see. Okay. Just a sec. I gotta wiggle myself around.
When they get out, you leave Dr. Day to me. You help Wilder.
Can't we switch?
You know I can hear you. Okay.
Grab her. Be careful. She's hanging kind of loose.
Unconscious, but she's breathing. Wilder, I've got her. You need to sit down.
The hell with that.
Here, I've got you.
You put those hands back in your pockets.
Roger, help me get her on the gurney. Take her legs. And one, two, three. Thanks. I've got it from here. Wilder, I better see you in the next half hour.
Yeah, yeah. Let us know if she...
Right. One side. Haven't you ever seen a gurney before?
Let us know if she... What?
You know.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Be careful there, Lungwa.
No, hell no.
She insisted on coming up here. I was just helping.
She can stay. You get your ass somewhere not here.
I was just helping.
I'll bet you were. If I find out you were helping Dr. Day.
Helping with what? Helping how?
Like it was an accident. You came in, then she came running in, then everything went to hell.
Wilder, he couldn't have done anything.
Officer Langua has been under constant supervision.
Like that means anything at this point.
Listen, I don't know what this pissing contest is all about, but could you move it to one side? I'm 98% certain that explosion triggered a moonquake, and the whole network could still be unstable. Unless you have studied geophysics and seismology, maybe I should take a look. One lucky thing. The tube must have collapsed the same time as the wall blowing out, or we'd all be having trouble finding air to breathe. Wilder, could I get some help?
Roger, a quake could have been completely coincidental. And if Dr. Day didn't know the meeting was moved to the bunk room, I don't think she meant to hurt people.
We can't know that. There's no way to know that.
Maybe there is.
I forgot you were there. That's got to be a first.
Maybe I can find out. I can look through her files. Maybe I can turn something up.
I've run 12 searches through every file she ever opened. 13.
Is it gonna hurt if I try? This is what I trained for.
Nobody's a big fan of what you trained for.
This is how I can help.
I think we should let him.
Really?
Obviously, I missed something somewhere. Officer Langua and I can work together.
What's going on? I can help too.
What's gonna happen when you know who finds out? Just keep it quiet, okay? Until we know if there's anything to know.
Is it... I heard voices. Did they find her?
Chris? Is everything okay?
Amal. Hi. Is she?
Dr. Day has been taken to the infirmary.
Oh, okay. All right. And she didn't... No. No, she didn't.
Hey. You probably shouldn't be in here. It's not the safest place.
Right. Of course, I'll just... I can go.
Give me just a minute, and I'll...
Oh.
What is it? What have you got there?
Nothing. Nothing important.
What is it?
Nothing. I just... Better get back to the lab. There's science to do. Rawr.
We are still losing atmosphere. I'm gonna have to shut the room up soon.
Chris! I'll be there in just a minute.
well?
I'll start out in the lab, check on things in there, and take a look at Dr. Day's workstation.
Okay. I'm not comfortable with any of this, but... okay.
I'll let you know. Tumnus?
I'll meet you there, Officer Langlois.
Right. Just call me Michelle from now on, okay? Michelle.
Thank you for your help back there, Wilder.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Let's clear this junk off the launch pad. We've got the transporter in an hour. Where is Sensor?
Just about ready to test the propellant delivery system.
Finally! That was set for yesterday.
Alex! They said you were out here.
Just doing one more walkthrough. The flame deflectors don't quite match my design.
They're okay?
They should be.
Okay, you didn't sound sure.
Sorry, it's just not the best day.
Too much of the Roger Moonbase Theta stuff?
That's not helping.
This can all be a lot. The closer we get to launch, the more everyone is. Just a lot, I guess. I don't take enough breaks myself. With our people on the inside now, I need to double-check everything. It's gotten a lot more personal.
Yeah.
I guess it always was. For you. Do you hear anything from Addie?
About what?
I don't know. How they're feeling about it all? About the people? I can check on the technology. That's the part I know. I don't know the people. All sorts of different factions coming together with different priorities. Some of them think we're running away. Some think this is the first strike against the Megas. Who knows what else is going on in those heads? It's making me antsy.
I'll see what I can find out.
They're down here.
Looks like company. I still don't know how you got Elio inside.
That's all Elena. She's got them eating out of her hand.
Alex, Anang, we got to see inside the capsule.
I wanted to see what my options are, since Addy already called Shotgun.
You still got two other seats to choose from. One is definitely more comfortable than the other. Ask me how I know.
I'm going to pass.
Steven, you know what I'm saying.
Not even a little bit. Hi there. Steven Abladulaye, Northern Africa Coalition.
Alexandre. Brigado Fisher.
Pleased to meet you.
We're ready to start the test. Could everyone clear the site?
Clear off the site.
Hey, clear the site.
Back behind the painted
behind
lines.
Behind the painted lines. Alex, could you folk back up? We're checking the propellant system.
Sure, we got it. To the safe zone, everyone.
I'll race you, Ilio.
You wish.
NAC, huh? I've never met anyone from down that way.
We don't circulate much, but this launch was of particular interest.
Everyone says you're the place that really fought the Megas to a standstill.
Fought might be overstating it, but we've held our own.
I'd like to hear how you managed it.
You're from up north, right? Elio mentioned you. Walk with me?
Sure.
Everyone maintain current positions. Testing is about to begin.
Smoke 'em if you got 'em, kids.
More new people, huh?
They're pouring in now. Word's gotten around. I mean, I hope not too far, you know? But everyone wants to see the rocket go whoosh.
But things are still secure? With these people?
I greet everyone personally. I give them the once over before they get inside. I know you've been through all that consortium bullshit, but things are different here.
Yeah, I get that.
Elena, come on! Did you get to meet Steven?
I did.
I like him. He flew here in an ultralight. He's gonna let me try it out after the launch.
Oh, really?
If you say I should be careful, I'll tell Cass and Paul that you don't love them anymore.
I wasn't gonna say anything. You know what you're doing. So, you like Stephen?
He's a good guy.
I think so, too. Hi.
Welcome back.
We were talking on the way over. He's an aeronautical engineer. That's why they sent him.
All right, folks. Nothing serious, but please evacuate the launch area. Just a safety precaution.
That doesn't sound promising.
Nothing serious is never a good sign.
Sorry, folks. We need you to head back to the building.
What's the trouble?
Is there time for a reset on our schedule?
No trouble, just learning how the system works. Always gonna be a few bugs.
You folks go in. I'll go get the inside scoop.
Addie, you can't just...
Go catch them. We're okay here.
Addie! Payload won't be happy.
I guess we better get inside. No more racing, Elio.
Oh, hey. There you are.
Where's Steven?
He's up there, trying to help. Let's get inside. Come on, in here.
What's going on?
Alex, that feeling I had, it's gone up from antsy to full-on panic.
What, because of the alarm? They've had a dozen of those this week. I guess that's not such a good sign, is it?
It's not, but Steven told me a few things too. You know, fresh eyes. And he's got the know-how to see what's solid and what parts of the process they've fudged. It might pull together. They might get up there without problems. He's talking it over with them, making suggestions. But he's new. I don't think Payload will delay the launch on his say-so.
Shit. That's, shit. Well, maybe if I talk to Addie.
I don't know.
Shit.
I don't think you should say anything to Addie.
What else can we do?
If they won't stop, this might be our only chance. That's the hard part.
As long as there's a chance, we can't back out. All those people. Everyone Nessa told me about. Wilder and Michelle. And Roger.
Roger.
It's too important. We can't not go. Right?
I don't like this anymore.
We can't not go.
You can. Elena, you can stay here. I'll take your place.
Alex, no!
You can't do that. You really can't. I'm the one with everything in my head.
You'll write it out. You'll record it for me. If something goes wrong, your head is still here. You can start over.
And what about yours?
I'm not that important. All I do is look up at the moon and wait. Besides, se o Roger ainda estiver lá em cima, ele não precisa de mais mensagens. Ele precisa do marido dele.
You can't just decide to take my place,
Alex. You're not thinking straight. If it's not safe, it's not safe.
We'll talk it over as much as you want. But I know this is the answer.
Hey, kids. Everything's okay again. Ollie, Ollie, oxen free. Come on. That was a fun one, wasn't it? I guess it happens a lot, though. Some of the old-time launches would be held up for days over one little thing.
Well, safety first.
Safety first.
Hey, kiddo. Why so glum? Everything's okay now.
Thanks, Addie. You're right.
We'll be at countdown before you know it. What a ride it's gonna be. Don't you think, Elena?
Actually, you've got a new competitor for Shotgun on this trip.
Not until we talk.
We will. Now you better go tell Payload.
Wait, what? What happened? Alex? What happened?
Let's get everyone back to their positions.
Right, everyone, you heard the call. Back to work.
Okay, let's see what we can do with this.
I don't understand what this is. You removed a device from the physics workstation with that little aha noise, but I can't connect to it or see inside it.
That's why it's an aha. This is a transmitter. It's shielded and deliberately cut off from base systems. It's got its own storage, power supply, encryption. Actually pretty slick.
Oh.
Against 9 consortium regulations that I can think of, but...
Where could it transmit to? There's no one else on the moon. No one awake. The only satellite within range went dark during the shutdown.
I can't tell yet. There could be a repeater somewhere we don't know about, even another satellite that's shielded. There's lots of ways to make something like this work.
You sound pretty familiar.
I know a few things. Meld! This stuff was my job.
Right.
It was. I'm not saying it is now.
I'm not questioning you.
But you're watching over my shoulder.
Should I not?
I don't know how to feel about you yet. Sweeney was on a watch list for a lot of reasons, and you're their baby, right?
That's one way to look at it.
But I know if you don't stick around, Wilder's not going to trust me.
That's true, too.
Okay. If I can break this connection, the failsafe might let me...
Why is that important to you?
I don't know. I don't know. Give me a second here. I think this might... Yeah. Crack the damn thing. I mean, Wilder's in charge. What she thinks of me matters.
Roger is currently acting as chair for base meetings.
Right, don't give me that. Wilder's in charge. What I wouldn't give for my olfactory right now. I could use some pain au chocolat. Hey, did you do that?
I did not.
It's, definitely a consortium interchange. I don't know where it's connecting to.
But it is connecting.
It's not sending, unless I flip this back, but yeah.
I should let Wilder know.
Go ahead. But there might be more once I... Meld. How good are you with encryption?
As good as your average artificial consciousness, I figure.
Here, I'm gonna patch you in. There's a lot of something stored in there, but I can't get to it. Maybe you'll have better luck.
I'll give it a shot. Oh. Oh. Analyzing.
I'll keep at the hardware. Oh, I missed that.
I wish I could appreciate scent in the ways you do.
Where we grew up, there was a bakery across the courtyard. I woke to this every morning.
That sounds lovely.
Maria and I shared a room. Before my parents woke up, we'd just lie there and breathe it in. How are you doing with that code?
It's locked down tight. But I've got a few ideas. If we can fully access the device, do you think we can send messages back to Earth?
That has to be what she was doing, so...
Michelle, I finished in the lab. Nothing out of place.
Okay, thanks.
So, what is that thing?
We're still figuring that out.
Oh, okay. That circuit there looks like...
Could you do me a favor? It's pretty important. I need you to check for any other devices like this. Everywhere, really. They could be anywhere.
Of course. I'm on it.
Oh... Hey, did you fix the olfactory in here?
Not me. Wilder did that herself. I'll go check on the things.
Someone needs to take charge of that kid.
Oh, I think the encryption key was based on Hypacrosaurus DNA sequences. A little predictable.
Are you in or not?
I am in. The main directory is a series of text messages back and forth with a contact... Daniels on Earth.
I guess she didn't want to be overheard. Daniels? Can't be the same one. Can you summarize what she told them?
She reported on what we've been doing and received instructions to disrupt our plans, but doesn't seem to have mentioned anyone by name. They pushed for individual details, but she was reluctant.
Whatever difference that makes.
There are a number of subfolders with various attachments.
Yeah, I can see. The biggest one looks like audio files. I thought you said she sent them texts.
Broadcasting, this is Moonbase Theta, owned by the Rio Sao Paulo Enclave. We have lost all contact with them and any other agency on Earth since November 17, 2098.
That's Roger. But that date code, that's after we lost contact with the satellite.
I have to get out, baby. Slip through one of the cracks before it all comes down into pieces. Maybe head to one of the freeholds. There's a construction site we were working on.
And that is his husband, Alex. This message was never received by communications.
She's got everything in here, going both ways back a year or more.
That was a grove of Metasequoia glypstostroboides, sweetness. And I remember that walk so well. So fondly. Oh, I'm attaching more notes for the meat project. If you could mix them into your database and let me know what links up. From there, I think our next step would be...
Who was the recipient on that message?
Elena. Elena DeSoto, one of Nessa's partners back on Earth.
I should tell Wilder about all of this. Wait, Michelle, look. In the incoming messages, June 9th, 2098.
Shit.
Oh, hell. Fuck, I've got to try one more time. Michelle. Are you out there? Michelle Langlois. Base Theta. Little bro. I hope this gets to you. I've been trying for a while now. There's something wrong with the comm towers. I'm not allowed to give anyone access to investigate. Another few days and I may let them anyway.
That's Maria. That's Maria. Back when I kept trying, wondering why she didn't reply.
She must have wondered the same thing.
This damn transmitter! I built one in high school so I could keep in touch with her when she went to training. Why didn't I think of building one? Maria.
I'll go check in with Wilder.
Look, things are truly and completely fucked on our side. Believe me, I am so past ready to get off this rock and back to Earth. But I can't stop thinking about you. Stuck over there. You're still new. You don't know how dirty the consortium has done us. Damn it, if anything happened, I'll take the whole enclave apart with my bare hands. I made you that anyway, just out of principle, but it'll be so much more fun if you're by my side. Let me know the minute you get this kid. You've got to find a way.
Computer, queue up all audio attachments for playback. I want to hear every one.
I just don't understand why you'd prefer numbers and equations to actually looking out there.
You're going to want to figure that out if you keep coming around. Care for a refill?
Hello?
Mix Brigado Fisher, may I help you?
Just making sure everyone has a place to sleep for the night. Wilder pulled out some mattresses from the bunk room before sealing it off.
I will be sleeping here in the observatory, as I have every night since arriving on this moon base.
I didn't know it was that late. I have to, I better check the kitchen. No one ever cleans. Work to be done.
Thank you for your assistance, as always, if there was nothing else.
Yeah, I guess I'll poke my head in the lab and then... Huh. You're just using the feed for outgoing at this point?
I'm sorry?
Well, you're sending out data, not receiving it?
Oh, yes. I forgot that you'd learned to read the stream.
You taught me. Well, Tumnus, though she wasn't really Tumnus yet.
Yes, I understand. You've become quite close.
She's really something. Hey, I've said this to some other people, but not to you. I'm sorry for my choices during the shutdown. They were putting a lot of pressure on me from Earth, but I could have talked to everyone more directly and made a better plan. I should have asked your advice, or at least told you about it at all.
That would have been preferable, though I don't suppose it would have changed the subsequent events.
Anyway, I just wanted to apologize. I screwed up.
Well, I was at least in part responsible for the resurgence of Gothwave in the 80s. So, we have all made our mistakes. I suggest we look forward.
To the new mistakes we've yet to make?
Indeed. Would you like a drink?
You've still got alcohol? Where did you even... Never mind. I don't care. Yes, please and thank you.
I had to divert my efforts to outgoing. Without data correlation from Earth, it's all I have left. And it was always my planned final focus.
All right, Zerplan. I heard a lot about Zerplan. You really think there's something more out there?
You really don't? You seem quite enraptured by the idea and those messages you composed.
I didn't think you noticed or listened to them. I was under the impression that every time I turned one in, it was destined for deletion.
Oh, I never sent them out, but I always listened. I found them strangely interesting. In the end, I can't say I never stole an idea or two for the missives that I personally composed. I could feel the shape of some of your earlier influences, a little Jinkhog, a stirring of Octavia Butler, and at least a breath or two of Le Guin.
More contemporary stuff, too, but guilty. I mean, you recognize them, so I'm not the only one.
You would be hard-pressed to find a medium or genre where I'm not at least familiar with the more popular representation. I'm not only Narnia and unlabeled music files in the wee hours of the morning.
Hey, didn't C.S. Lewis write some science fiction?
We do not discuss it with outsiders.
Of course. Look, where a head full of spiraling galaxies and alien civilizations got me.
I would say that with different intonation. When I look out on the universe spread before us, the stars and the void between, great gaseous clouds and strange forms of matter, all the unending varieties of experience, surely containing other lives and civilizations and unbearable knowledge. Look where a head full of nonsense and dreams has taken me thus far.
Even with the mess we're in at the moment?
Even with?
You are definitely drunk, Dr. Ray.
You should definitely catch up if you intend to navigate this conversation.
I'm doing my best.
Good work there. Pass that over. Now, tell me, Roger Brigado Fisher, what is your position on fan fiction?
And that was the penultimate Season 3 episode of Moonbase Theta Out, with Lehman Kessler, Jen Ponton, Tina Daniels, Cass McPhee, Dallas Wheatley, Shireen Lani Yunus, Namia Nguyen, Teddy Hannah-Drollard, Cole Burkhart, To Zaman, Gabrielle Tanico, Leslie Gideon, Robin Regalado, Philomena Sherwood, Jazz LaFond, Becca Marcus, Christy Bolton, two very special returns, Elisa Park and Kat Blackard, and the introduction of Corey Sproul as Stephen Abdullaye, and special guest appearances by Nathan Comstock and Max Kreisky. Oh, that list just keeps getting longer. The consortium announcer is played by Evan Tess Murray. Sound design and editing by Will Gianetta. Written by DJ Silvis, and produced by DJ Silvis and Cass McPhee. Our associate producers are Timothy Legrone, Marty Chidorik, and Sarah Mueller. A huge thank you to all of our Season 3 supporters on Seed and Spark. If you want to help to make the show possible, you could join our Moon Superhero Patreon backers, starting from $1 a month. It means so much to us, and you get early episode access, weekly behind-the-scenes updates, and bonus content as a thank you. Go to patreon.com/monkeymanproductions. Our theme music is Star by the band Ramp, Check them out at ramp-music.net. Transcripts, cast bios, additional music attribution, and more are found on our website, monkeymanproductions.com. Looking for other great audio drama? Visit fableandfolly.com to learn all about the other shows on our network. Today we wanted to slip in a bit of a plug for something that's not a show, but a blog about shows. Our own reception bot, Naris Howell, runs A Sky Full of Pods, a blog covering fiction podcasts. And of course we love both the reference and the enthusiasm that she has for promoting all the folks telling stories in this form. You can find it and subscribe to updates at skyfullofpods.wordpress.com. Here we are, Moonbasians, on the verge of the Season 3 finale. 2 weeks from now, and I'll tell you, it's huge, it's packed with reveals, and I don't know how I've kept the secrets for this long. Join us again on May 9th, and make sure you've padded the edge of your seats. You'll be spending a solid 45 minutes or so perched right there.
Consortium Channel 5 ends our broadcast day with a final message. Honor all curfews, listen to security, and keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Are you there?
I think I'm getting something.
Why are you recording?
For science.
Did you hear that?
We're a little off schedule. Maybe it's the aliens.
I'm studying electromagnetic phenomena and anomalies.
I don't think losing people is scary. I just don't want to do it anymore.
Just together we need...
Radio check, who's this?
I didn't do it!
You never do anything!
We should still be secure.
Are you safe?
The walkies again.
Who are you?
Comfort.
I am not doing it on purpose.
You can't bullshit.
I am not doing it on purpose!
Stop. Stop!
Oh, God. I don't like this. I don't like this.
What the hell was that?
I'm not supposed to know that. We're supposed to be innocent.
I feel an ending coming.
Oracle, a sci-fi anthology podcast set in the not-so-distant future. Season 2, Transmission, available in bi-monthly episode releases starting July 1st, 2023. Or listen now to Season 1, Iris, wherever you get your podcasts.